Two competing medical marijuana bills were approved by legislative panels on Thursday after some emotional testimony. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Numerous Utah doctors testified before lawmakers that access to medical marijuana could benefit patients dealing with conditions like chronic pain, gastrointestinal issues, and neurological diseases. Dallas Sainsbury said she tried marijuana in Colorado to help relieve the painful effects of Crohn's disease.
I desperately hope that myself and others have access to this because I don't want to see myself or anyone else have to deal with opiate addiction.
SB 73, sponsored by Republican Senator Mark Madsen, was strongly opposed by conservative groups like the Sutherland Institute and the Utah Eagle Forum, concerned that marijuana could serve as a gateway to other more harmful drug use. Many of those who generally oppose medical marijuana testified at an earlier committee hearing that they would support SB 89. It's a more limited proposal which allows for the use of cannabidiol or CBD oil only. Dr. Perry Fine, past president of the American Academy of Pain Medicine, says this approach mitigates potential harms from other compounds in the plant, like THC, that may be intoxicating.
This is a highly rational and responsible approach. It serves the stated objective that suffering demands compassion, science demands objectively applied rigor, but good medicine demands both.
But for some who testified, SB 89 does nothing to ease their suffering, like Lissa Lander, who has complex regional pain syndrome. She says CBD oil alone does not help her.
I'm afraid that senators will vote for this bill because it's safe instead of voting for SB 73, which does allow whole plant access to patients like me.
Both bills passed out of committee and are headed to the full Senate for consideration. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.